The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
There's a reason that many young people are getting more committed to Jesus than their parents, and many young people are getting more committed to conservative biblical values than their parents, because they see the destruction around them.
Yep.
They see the depression, they see the suicide, the hopelessness, the lack of purpose. Jezebel's a destroyer.
The spirit of Jezebel can be defeated. The world's foremost messianic Jewish apologist, Dr. Michael Brown, tells us how. Next on Life Today.
Welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife, Betty, and I are just thrilled to get to share this time with you. I'm thinking about this title here, Jezebel, and I feel like I'm sitting by a queen. I feel like I'm sitting by one of the most beautiful people God ever made. And I have seen you pray and weep over what is obviously a spirit of Jezebel, the most wicked woman in the Bible and maybe in all history, who tried to destroy everything precious and sacred, and she was very, very effective at it. And Dr. Michael Brown, he's a gift from God. I mean, his heritage is Jewish. He was a drug addict and a junkie in every way. He says, I hate to even think of it that way, because I just see the glory of God on him. And what a wonderful mind and love he's got. But he's writing a book about how we fight these spirits that are seeking to tear our country apart and destroy freedom. And I tell you what, the stage is set, Betty. In the coming months, we've been spending a lot of time in prayer. But I want you to know that they're really like battle lines. It's like a line drawn in the sand. And if the deceiver succeeds in tearing us apart, and the corruption that's being revealed in too many places is not dealt with and uncovered and then literally dealt with, there's just no telling what's going to happen. And Dr. Brown says this is the spirit of Jezebel. These are the powers and principalities in the power realm of darkness and deception and destruction that have come against us. Would you welcome Dr. Michael Brown back to Life Today? Good to see you again. I want to get into this some more, because, boy, I tell you what, you said God just poured this out on you. I want to read the chapter titles. I'm praying with all my heart you get this book. Dr. Brown writes for many publications. He's on the radio every day. But he also writes for The Stream. Almost every day, stream.org, you'll see a message from God through this man that I think is absolutely something to just be praising God for and learning from. Okay, I want to read what you deal with here when you talk about Jezebel, the most wicked woman in the Word of God. Jezebel is alive and well in America today. Jezebel and idolatry. Jezebel and the sexual seduction of America. Jezebel and the spirit of baby killing. She did all this. She led the move to do all these things.
And as a woman that led Israel into idolatry in a zealous way, a zealous worshiper of Baal, right? So we know in the ancient world that when you had idolatry, that you had child sacrifice. And I lay out in the book, I talk about, as best as we understand, how they sacrificed babies to these gods. It's unbelievable. It's brutal. And then I go from there to late-term abortion. And now, James, we are talking about infanticide.
Yeah, after they're
People
born.
Are debating about infanticide. It's the spirit of baby killing. It's Jezebel again.
No question about it. I believe that we'll stop abortion most effectively if everyone realizes the preciousness and potential of every life.
Yes.
If we could just see that.
Choose life. God's ways are ways of life. I've come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Whoever finds me finds life. I'm the bread of life. I'm the resurrection and the life. He is life. His ways lead to life. And we have a whole culture of death. A whole culture of extreme violence and fascination with death. I mean, movies and TV shows glorifying vampires and zombies.
Yeah, destruction.
What happened?
It's destruction
Spirit
is popular
death.
Today. It's
Spirit
awful.
Death.
I can't even believe what's happening to us, but he points it out. It's a spiritual spirit, and in so many ways, it is this manifest spirit of Jezebel. There is the radical feminism. Wow. You might touch on that.
It's radical. It's... Again, we're not talking about equal rights for women. We're not talking about a woman getting the same pay and benefits that a man does for the same work. We're talking about a man-hating spirit. I got quotes from radical feminists saying we've got to eradicate men from the earth. Well, then you eradicate the human race. I mean, think for a second. You eradicate the human race. But I mean, an anger, a hatred that rises up. And it's we have a culture where men are emasculated. You just think of the old days of father knows best and that kind of thing. And now the father's the jerk. The father's the idiot. The father doesn't know anything. And to be a male today, you're already guilty.
Yeah,
you're really guilty.
When a woman says the day after a man has been elected to the leadership in a nation that I want to blow the place up.
In the book.
That's radical. That's radical.
Book.
And I'm telling you, the things people say about being a nasty woman and I'm this and that, no question, but that's that spirit that you're talking about right here. Jezebel and the War on Gender Distinctions. You wrote in the stream.org, you wrote about a man being fined $55,000 because he called a man who looked like a man, who was a man, and he got fined.
He got fined. It gets worse. This is in Canada, all right? Another instance in Canada, a man with a 14-year-old daughter. The daughter now says she identifies as a male, so she wants to have hormone treatments to stop things from developing and start to develop her in a different way. So the father's against it. The court forbade him from interfering, but it goes further. The court said, if you refer to your daughter as your daughter, if you call her by the name Maxine, if you refer to her as a she, in the privacy of your home, you will be arrested.
Wow.
This is all out war. Gender is now the enemy.
Canada's watching, and you are a precious neighbor, and we love you dearly. But this is the spirit that's prevailing that he's talking about. Beginning to prevail in Canada, the U.S., and many nations around the world.
All around the world.
It is a destructive spirit. It isn't just a prevailing spirit that changes a few things. It's going to destroy everything pertaining to life and godliness.
Exactly.
This is the enemy fighting against everything pertaining to life and godliness, which means fighting against his word, changing his standard of truth into a lie. And that's what Jezebel does. The rise of witchcraft, Jezebel and the silencing of the prophets keep preachers from telling the truth. The truth that prophets told was not future telling. It was transforming truth to the benefit of all the people who received it. Oftentimes it was warnings. Oftentimes it was a call to repent. But it was a prophetic word, a clear communicated word. Today, pastors have gone silent. Yeah. Some of them have begun to defend the belief of Jezebel,
exactly.
Defend those practices even into the church.
And the same intimidation. Elijah, the great prophet Elijah, who called down fire from heaven and killed the false prophets, when Jezebel heard about it, she said, you're going to be dead tomorrow. And he ran. He, at that moment in his life, was intimidated by fear, even Elijah. And of course, he prophesied her destruction in the end, but it is this intimidation. Don't speak. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose your congregation. You're going to lose your reputation. They're going to come after you.
We even had a law that says if you speak, you lose your tax exemption, you lose your church status, you could go to jail. Now, that's been pushed back, but it hasn't been changed and reversed, so it's still there. The enemy wants to silence every prophetic voice of truth that really wants the best for all the people. Not religious practice, but what is best for them, every person, and their family, and all the things they care about. The freedom to succeed and get ahead. Not just have our dreams fulfilled, but God's dreams for us fulfilled. That's what He wants, and we find them through Christ, not following the deceiver who divides us and who destroys us. He's a murderer, Jesus said. That's what this woman promotes. That's
Absolutely.
What the spirit of darkness and deception is doing today. The silencing of the prophets. And this is an interesting chapter. Jezebel, Jehu, a not-so-good guy, it seems like, but did all kinds of good stuff. And you compare, and Donald Trump, you say. And I said yesterday, we're not looking for a champion or a king. As Christians, we have a champion. He's the one that rides the white horse. His name is Jesus. And we have a king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, okay? But we can choose wise leaders, and our king can change leaders, even a Jehu. That's really a powerful chapter. Then the last, how to defeat Jezebel in your personal life and how to defeat Jezebel on a national level. Take off on some of these chapters. You need to read them all. I'm telling you, it's powerful. You're not going to get the insight from a man that I think has a prophetic mantle, but you're going to be seeing the Word of God just jump out and lodge in your heart. Doc, take off on some of those chapters.
So first, you put it all together and you connect the dots. And you think a generation or two back, we weren't dealing with radical feminism. We weren't dealing with the Shout Your Abortion movement. We weren't dealing with the rise of witchcraft and sorcery. Come on, who was even thinking about this? And when Christian leaders were on national TV like Billy Graham, and you're expected to talk about sin and repentance and new life in Jesus. Now you have to just be like a life coach and almost like a salesperson.
And all the social media will cut you off if you say strong things from the Word of God.
Jezebel.
You can get in trouble for reading the Bible.
Yeah, so when you look at all this, you connect the dots, you realize it's Satan trying to destroy us. The same forces that worked through Jezebel are at work today. And here's where it gets really interesting. I was interviewing Jonathan Cahn last year about a book he had written. And in the book, he has parallels with the history of the kings of Israel and leaders today and things. And when he gets to Trump, he said, Trump is like a Jehu figure. Now, look, you may have voted for Trump. You may not like Trump. But the truth I'm about to say is just the same. That he says, look, Jehu kind of fought with everybody. And even though Jehu did a lot of good, there was kind of collateral damage. And it says about him in 2 Kings 9 that he drives, the Hebrew is bishigayon, he drives recklessly, or some say like a maniac, or like a madman. I have in the book, headline after headline, speaking about Trump, but the exact words, he's reckless, he's a maniac, he's a madman. The exact same description of Jehu. But what
happens?
He
did much good.
Yeah, yeah. And here's what happens. He did much good, absolutely. And he was zealous for the cause of God, an unlikely guy, a general, right?
Yeah, in a way, he was an answer to prayer.
Exactly. But here's what happens. He's an alpha male figure, like Trump, like Putin. It doesn't matter if you like these guys or not. They are alpha males, and what it brings is the conflict with Jezebel. The alpha male is the one that gets the women's marches in the streets saying we need to blow up the White House. It brings all this up to the surface. So Jehu is ultimately the one who brings Jezebel down. And this book was birthed in my heart after a pastor friend of mine called for prayer for President Trump and said, Jezebel's trying to bring down the president. He's about to be attacked by witchcraft. And that very week when he called for prayer, all hell broke loose against the president. And when I leaned into this, that's when the Lord opened it up for me. And that's when all the dots started to get connected. And then it's one thing after another. It's like you go to a doctor and you tell him your symptoms. And then he says, you have this, you have this, you have this. He goes, that's this. It's this disease. But we've got the antidote for it. And what's the first thing that Jezebel brings? Fear. Paralyzing fear. And that's what intimidates us. So how do we fight that? With a spirit of faith. No. The first thing we do is instead of believing the lies that torment people, because you get paralyzed. It's all going to fall apart. The church is going to fail. We're going bankrupt. My kid's going to die. It's all coming down. You can't fight. You can't resist. The first thing we do is rise up in that spirit of faith and realize we're being lied to.
If the church will stand up today, the stage is set with all the chaos, all the deception, all the destruction of the Jezebel spirit, and every other foul, deceptive, tormenting, destructive spirit. If the church will rise up with the spirit of trust and praise and not fear and push back against the gates of hell, those gates of destruction and hell and deception will no longer prevail. Now, that's what I'm saying, going to preach.
That's the truth.
Okay. Isn't that the answer that you're pointing at?
Exactly.
In this, when you say, here's what Jezebel's doing, now you're saying to the church, here's what we rise up and do. That's the way you close the book.
Rise up, stand up, push back. Let the prophets speak. Let the men and women of God in their homes stand and take control in Jesus' name. Look, the children of Israel expelled the Canaanites. We're not expelling people. We're expelling demons. We're expelling demonic forces.
Yep.
When we expose the darkness, when you really see it, there's a reason that many young people are getting more committed to Jesus than their parents. And many young people are getting more committed to conservative biblical values than their parents because they see the destruction around them.
Yep.
They see the depression. They see the suicide. The hopelessness, the lack of purpose. Jezebel's a destroyer.
Yep.
And there's an incredible lesson from the scriptures here. When Jehu comes out to see Jezebel, right? He calls her out and she gets up, paints her face. She's still a seductress. She's still trying to seduce, right? But it doesn't work on him. And he says, who's with me? And it says there are two or three eunuchs. So these are castrated males, all right? And they throw Jezebel down. Again, we're not talking about a person.
Yeah.
We're talking about spirit.
A spirit.
The castrated males, the men who've had their authority taken away, either by a bad marriage or by the lies of the culture or by the constant sitcoms belittling them or maybe by their sexual addiction. They don't have a sense of authority anymore. Mm-hmm. The castrated males need to rise up and stand. And And the women of America are looking for godly men. Yeah. Not for some macho hero and some tough, no, for godly men that can lead homes. And the women
Who love right and lead right.
Yeah, and the women need to rise up in their spiritual authority for their kids and for their families and for their lives. And not bow down to the lies of the world. You got to be this airbrushed this and that into the seductive culture that destroys women and destroys men. Jezebel's coming down. I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, Jezebel's coming down.
I believe that she is. No question. About it. Respond to this preacher over here, to your husband, that you're the one that fires me up. You're the one that just continually says through your prayers, James, we've got to stand. We've got to push back against the influence, the horrible deception of hell and the gates of hell.
One of the big lies of the enemy is to tell a Christian that if you don't bother me, I won't bother you.
Yes.
Well, that's a big, big lie. Because that's the first thing he wants to do is get control of your heart and of your life. And to deny you the power that lives within us because of Jesus. When we gave our lives to him, we submitted our whole heart to him. Mm-hmm. For him to fill it with his love and with his power and with his sword, which is his truth. So that we know the difference in a lie and the truth. So
do you get angry when you see the enemy deceiving people?
Oh, absolutely, because I know as Christians, we have that power to stand against him. Yeah. And he will back down. He will be intimidated. The same intimidation he tries to put on us, we can put it back on him and put him under our feet.
Yes. All authority in heaven and earth belongs to King Jesus,
right.
And he is with us, and
that's
we
right.
are in him. That's all I need to know.
And we're going to win the war against Jezebel.
That's
Do you
right.
agree
Amen.
With Dr. Brown that
Amen.
We need to expose the spirit and overcome by the power of the testimony of the Lord Jesus, his testimony in us, his word, losing our lives in his kingdom purpose? And I'm telling you right now, I really believe this with all my heart. You are seeing, in an undeniable fashion, the ugliness of Satan's deception. You're seeing the end fruit of it. It's awful. You're also seeing the corruption that's been ingrained, tragically, too often in various high-level areas, even in areas of religion, in government agencies, bureaucracies, where people are appointed there for life, where they're there to help protect us, and thank God for every good agency and every good agent that does that. But they can get entrenched to where they manipulate the people and keep the people depending upon us and basically in bondage as surely as Israel was to Pharaoh. We don't need to let that happen. It's being exposed. Let's pray that it'll be torn out, rooted out, and that we will put the right kind of people in leadership who actually care about what's best. And that's not changing truth into a lie and moving God's standard to accommodate our lifestyle or our failures or our weaknesses. We've got to hold that standard up. And that's what the prophets do. And you talk about this book, the prophets standing back up, and it has to happen. I believe it's going to happen. I believe you're a big inspiration for that. And I think this book can be a great blessing. In the bookstores, you can get it online. And Betty and I want you to know, we've got some gifts to offer you to say thank you for giving the greatest gift one can make, and that's the gift of life. We're in our Water for Life program, which you, the viewer, tell us. There's nothing that we do as a ministry that you get any more excited about or find any greater joy than in giving people water, clean, fresh water, giving them a well of water where they've never had it. It is an oasis in the desert. I want you to look in right now and let God speak through what you see, and know beyond any doubt, no exaggeration, you are the perfect, listen to me, you're the perfect answer to this challenge. You're the miracle. We need miracles in our country, in every nation. God is ready to offer them. He works through people. You're the instrument that can become the miracle answer to the challenge you see, and I believe you're going to be excited to do it. Watch prayerfully.
We recently met a precious woman named Belize, who told us through tears that two of her children had died. We've heard so many stories start the same way, and it never gets easier. We want so desperately to help these families, so we ask the hard questions. What happened to your children? How can we help? But we know the responses will feel hauntingly familiar.
Bamwe bavomera ngaho abandi bakavomera ngaho tuyanywa tunamenga n'amazi meza ariko twagira uko tukabona umwana yagwaye tukavuza ari ugucibwa amagoma acibwamo tukavuza bikanka n'ubundi twaduha imiti ngo nimugende mu muhe.
Belize fights tirelessly to keep her family healthy. But the contaminated water they must rely on is inescapable. She lives in constant fear for the lives of her children.
None mpinduriki karaka kaparasera mfise none ngire ntazokumanga nta kundi kubera dukenye njavuga ati naho ndi buhungire.
Like Belize and her family, millions of people across the globe lack access to clean water. But with your help, they will no longer have to suffer the deadly consequences they face today.
She lost two children, Betty, and she has two others she doesn't want to lose.
You know, James, I was watching that dear, sweet mother carrying that huge bucket down to the river. That, to me, that is a walk of death for her children, and she knows that because she has to give her children that diseased water to drink, knowing she's already lost two children, that possibly she could lose all of her children. I just can't imagine the heartache that that mother feels like she's being a part of killing her children, and she has no choice. Please help us drill the water wells, and let's offer these precious little ones life.
I think you probably, like Betty and I do, you looked at some of those faces of those little children, and that's not just some little insignificant image on the screen. That's a precious little child that God loves so much He gave His Son to redeem. And that redemptive love in us causes us to want to reach out and touch them with love. You know, we can talk about religion, say a lot of good things, prophesy, do many great things, but if you lack love, you're just a loud noise. You're a clanging cymbal. When we see a need and love moves us to meet that need and touch the least of these that are overlooked, Jesus said when you do it to them, when you meet their need, when you feed them, you clothe them, you give them water, you've done it to me. It's direct ministry to me. You're pleasing me above all things when you do that. You, the viewers of life today, have encouraged us now for 30 or 40 years. I've been on television 50 years being encouraged by you. But you've been reaching out to the overlooked all over the world now for over 30 years. And you don't look away. Can I thank you for that? You're not just saying, help us, James, help us, and thank you for doing that. And we want to see things good. But you're saying, when I see a need I can meet, I'm ready to do it. So would you right now, as we drill and trust God to enable us to drill 400 more wells in this second emphasis for the year to complete those 400 wells, would you please reach out right now and touch someone with love by dialing that number or going online and take your bank card and say, I'm going to help you drill a well. The wells cost $4,800. That's the average cost. All right? Could you drill one of those? If you can, please do. If you can give a portion of that, $2,400, and another join, or $1,200, and three others join you, we have another well. $48 is the gift that comes in most frequently. When we broke it down, we determined that $48 basically gives 10 people the water for the rest of their life. Imagine that. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. Where could you put that amount of money and do any more good? We're talking about from now on in that village, in that area. Would you please get your bank card? Use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. We really need to know that because we put all the drilling rigs in service headed to different destinations as we know we have the resources. Please go online or dial that number. Thank you so much for doing it. We have some gifts to say thank you, but you're going to be given the greatest gift. You're going to give life. Thank you for doing it.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what else can she do? With your help, clean water is on the way.
Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 400 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the New Mercies Each Day desk calendar. This 17-month calendar will not only help you keep track of important dates, but also remind you of the Father's love and goodness with scripture quotes and encouragement from all the hosts on Life Today. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Fruit of the Spirit bowl. This beautiful and decorative ceramic bowl features scripture revealing the fruit of the Spirit, a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Safe in the Shepherd's Arms bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, you're going to enjoy the gifts that we're sending. The New Mercies each day will be a blessing for 17 months. Various insights and inspirational things that have been shared right here by those who host and who are with us. And the Fruit of the Spirit bowl is absolutely beautiful. If you'd say, James, I'm really interested in this battle, the war in the spiritual realm against this spirit of Jezebel, destruction that we know is there, deception, would you mind sending us that book? You can get it online or go to the bookstores, maybe get a copy for a friend, but you say, if we help you with the water, would you send us that book? You better believe we will. I know Dr. Brown would like us to, and we'll send it to you just to say thanks and to help you and focus your prayers on winning the victory in the spiritual realm, because that's where the victory is actually fought and won. Would you join me and Betty saying thanks to Dr. Michael Brown for being such a blessing? We really appreciate it. Dr. Brown contributes every day on stream.org. Go to the stream. Get insight, wisdom, and inspiration. Thank you so much for watching.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters. Run here!
Priscilla Shirer, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.